You are now listening to a Bush Different podcast.
Good day and welcome to the Midday Mellow. This is your host, DJ Ange Phillips, right here in Port FM, Kasi style. Lekker lang naweek vir my, ja, definitief nie, dit was 'n kort naweek. Keer toe gegaan, die nodige dinge gedoen en ja, vandag is ons terug. Today, my very good people, thank you for choosing Port FM, by the way. Today we have a very special guest in studio, a man who has dedicated 4 decades of his life to serving and protecting communities. With an incredible 40 years in the police service, rising through the ranks to become a brigadier, he has witnessed evolution of policing and worked tirelessly to keep our communities safe. We are honored to hear his story, his experiences, and his message to the public. Please join me in welcoming Brigadier Kevin Solomons. Goeiemôre. You like nervous. You can relax.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm very well. And also good morning to the listeners, or good afternoon to the listeners.
Did you tell your family that you are here today?
I just told my wife.
And say and you must be nervous.
Yeah, I told my wife and I called my sister. And I told my
Are they tuned in? Would you like to do a shout out before we start? So that you can just get into it?
No, there's no problem.
Are you sure, sir?
Yes.
Okay. We get straight into the interview. And Brigadier, like for my recht, I'm a nervous. So relax.
I will.
Ons gaan nie difficult stories vir haar nie. We start with your career and your experience. After 40 years in the police service, what first inspired you to join the police?
My uncle, Sergeant Ali, was a police officer also before I became a police officer. And we grew up poorly. And then what happened is he used to give me some of his shoes. Then I wore it to school. And I was very much interested in the blue uniform. And from there, I used to monitor him. It was my vision or my passion at school also. I told my friends, they were always making fun of me at school. They used to even tease me because he also used to give me trousers also. When they are sitting underneath the tree and I come with the trousers and the shoes, they used to tease me and tell me, tell the next one to keep quiet because here's the police coming. So I had a passion from the time that I saw how he was a police officer. Then I wanted also to become a police officer.
That's very good. Looking back at your career, what moment stands out as most rewarding for you?
The moment that stood out for me is when the time that I started to serve the Lord. And at that time, I was still a constable. So what happened is, we were naughty, always having assault cases against one another, issues against, they cannot promote you during that time. And when I started to serve the Lord, all these things changed. And then the cases finished, and then they promoted me. I didn't feel the rank of sergeant and warrant officer. They promote me straight from constable to warrant officer. I wasn't even a year warrant officer, and then they promote me to a captain. And from there, they promoted me to I was a captain here by Easters, and then I went to Littleton where I was still a captain. Then they promoted me to Acacia, where I was a lieutenant colonel. And then from there, I came to Pretoria Moord for a while.
Yes.
And then after the 2010 World Cup, yes, I started at Garfontein Police Station where I became the station commander there.
Mm-hmm.
I became also the station commander at Silverton. And then I went to Mabopane, where I also became a station commander there.
Yes.
And from there, the community put in a petition to the provincial commissioner that they want me back at Garfontein because They said, I'm the only one that understand the policing
yes.
that happens there.
No,
so I came back to Garfontein. And then from there, I was promoted to a brigadier. The first brigadier in Eastern.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What is the biggest challenge you faced during your years of service?
The biggest challenge is that people can always put you down. There's people, you cannot make everyone happy. Even the prophet say, you get three kind of believers. One
yes.
that will believe in you, one that will never believe in you, and one that is a make-believer. So that one is a more dangerous one because he don't show where he stands. So you get people, they stand with you for doing the right thing. Then they don't stand with you. They finish you stabbing you in the back through social media. They open false cases. They report false things against
yes.
you. And then you just have to fight. But the thing that helped me a lot was when I started to serve the Lord,
yes.
I became more engaged in prayer, more in the things of the church.
Oh, okay.
And that assisted me a lot.
No, thank you. How has policing changed from when you first joined compared to today?
You know, when I started in the police, it was the old apartheid era.
Yes.
The blacks wore khaki.
Okay.
And then the whites wore blue uniform.
Yes.
And they didn't get the same salary. So
okay.
when I started in 1986, March, I got my first salary. May. I got my first salary in May month.
Okay.
It's the first time where both the blacks and the whites got the same salary.
Oh, okay. That's good
I will
know.
Never forget it was the constables, they got 975. Those years it was a lot of money.
Yes.
And the uniform changed. And what happened is when a non-white was locked up, he slept on the mat that they sleep on.
Yes.
And then the whites slept on beds. And then the non-whites used to eat pap and soup. It's just a soup that they
yes.
make with water and then pap. It's a very thick grain, that pap.
Okay.
And then the whites, they used to go and get food, for example, fat cook and cheese, burger and cheese like that at the shop next door. That was some of the challenges. And then you couldn't arrest a white person. You have to call a van that have white people on to come and arrest.
My goodness.
So things have changed. So
yes.
we were there from
no,
the
definitely.
Struggle.
Yeah.
We were there from the struggle.
We're going to have, this is your career and experience. We're going to have one question under this. We're going to take a short break and then we'll be back to continue some more questions. So the question on this one is, what skills do you believe helped you stay committed for 4 decades?
The police is a calling. If I didn't adhere the calling, because the police didn't get a lot of money.
Yes.
And the fact that it's a calling is just like a pastor or a teacher or something. You don't go behind the money, you understand? You go behind the passion for the thing.
Yes.
So I had a passion to help people. And the other thing is when I was at school, I was bullied because for my age, I was too big for my age. So everyone just thought if they want to do something, they must come for me.
Yes.
They can leave everyone. And then I'll just ask myself. But after a while, I
yes.
saw that was the problem. Because I was big built. And they, you know, they go for the bigger guys. If they, how can I say, get you now to listen to them or to get you in where they want you. And then they have the whole group.
Yes.
So I was the biggest one in the group.
Oh, okay. That is Brigadier Kervin Solomons to join us in the conversation. 0641196071. That's the WhatsApp line. That is nou jou geleentheid om vir Brigadier alles te vra wat jy wil weet van hom, van die polisie. Maar ons gaan nou nie fight of al die type van goed. En dit is a mooie conversation wat ons het. I have a news reader with me as well, Gift. We're going to pay some bills. And when I'm back, we're going to continue the conversation with Brigadier. Sport FM. You are still tuned in to Poort FM 88.2. your car seat, your star seat. What's your host, DJ Ange Phillips, the newsreader Gift Pakela en Brigadier Solomons in studio. En wil ek gou ietsie speel. Dankie vir die luisteraar wat hierdie boodskap deurgestuur het.
Goeiemôre aan die luisteraars, die aanbieders en goeiemôre aan Brigadier Kevin Solomons en ons hom net geluk wens met sy stap wat hy gekry het as brigadier en ons is trots op hom en ons sal hier saluut vir hom vir die werk wat hy doen en ons wens hom net alles wat mooi is op die pad vorentoe en ons sê baie dankie vir al sy harde werk wat hy gedoen het en brigadier moet 'n lekker dag het verder. Baie dankie.
Nou, dit is 'n baie mooi boodskap. Ongelukkig kan ons nie persoonlik sê dankie vir die persoon wat het gestuur het, want daar is nie 'n naam by nie. As jy dalk die naam kan deursit, dan kan ons dit dalk so deurgee. Brigadier, dit is een van die eerste boodskappe wat deurgekom het, wat u baie geluk wens in die posbenaming.
Baie dankie. Dit is 'n plesier om jou gemeenskap te dien en dit is waarvoor ek geroep is.
Ek gaan so voor ons nou gou na die headlines toe gaan weer. Wil ek miskien een vragie vra en dan kan ons oorgaan na die nuusberig toe weer. The police motto is serve and protect. What does that mean to you personally?
To serve and protect is to give your all, even your life, for your community.
Yes.
There was one situation where I was shot because of the community. I was shot in the leg because of the community. I will give my all. And even if I go in pension, I will still be a police because this is the only thing that I know. From the time that I left school, it's the only job that I was doing. And this is what I will do. My system is used to it, to respond if someone has an emergency, to respond. So it's like when you love someone, there's no switch to switch it on or off. You just love unconditionally. So it's basically the same. I cannot switch myself off, say I'm on pension, I cannot assist. I will still assist the community with my experience and with my guidance that I have.
Yes, okay, the listener that sent the name is Lenore Telling. Ek hoop ek sê dit reg, van Mitchell's Plain, Cape Town. Thank you for choosing Poort FM. Thank you for being tuned in this morning in the conversation with Brigadier. We're going to go to the news headlines, bottom of the hour. We'll be back with Brigadier's conversation just after that. You are still tuned in to the Midday Mellow right here in Pretoria. Your Casio Stasi, eerste ris, die vier warmste Stasi onder die nasie. We are still in conversation with Brigadier Solomons, serving for 40 years of policing to our communities. Brigadier, is hier nog hier?
Yes, ek is hier.
Thank you to the listeners that are interacting, sending voice notes and messages. Just a reminder of the WhatsApp line, it's 064-119-6071. As u vir Brigadier 'n mooi boodskapie wil laat, of net 'n vraagie vra, please use 064-119-6071. Brigadier, how important is community cooperation in fighting crime?
Community cooperation is the most important thing. That's why we have a CPF. The CPF is the bridge from the community to the police.
Yes.
We need to engage the community because in the community we have all the role plays is basically in the community, like the doctors, the attorneys, the clinics. All these people are part of the community, basically.
Yes.
A sound and a good community will have good projects. Like, I think last month we had a good project, our school's project. One of our learners was sentenced 55 years, 2 weeks ago. So I saw this thing coming, and then I said to myself, we need to do something at a secondary schools. We did a chess project there. At the two schools, the one school, the toilets didn't function. We assisted them. We thanked the donors. There's a lot of people that don't want to be mentioned.
They
just want to be silent partners, but they supported the project at one school. School children don't even have shoes.
Yes.
We had to buy more than 90 pair of shoes, quality shoes, because we cannot buy these cheap shoes.
Yeah.
After a while, they're going to be in the same problem.
Yes,
so that project, it really assisted us. We tried to bring sports back. We gave them a soccer kit. We gave them netball kit. We gave them two floor chess pieces, sets, two sitting chess sets, and we gave them table tennis. And there was other sanitary things that we also gave them.
Yes.
And we want to thank Blue Ribbon. Blue Ribbon, really a big sponsor.
Yes.
And then the small businesses that I cannot mention.
Yes, sir.
Also that participated and assisted us with the project. The project was, even the provincial commissioner said the standard is too high. The next chess project will have a problem because we set the bar too high.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to leadership and policing. How do you motivate officers who face danger and stress every day?
We need to monitor our members. We need to know the members. I cannot talk to all the members the same, shouting all the members. I need to meet them on their level.
Yes.
What I do is every morning before 6 o'clock, if it's your birthday, I send you a birthday message.
Okay.
And when you have bereavement in the family, I am trying to be the first one to send you a comforting message. If it's your parents, if it's a member,
yes.
I go and bury them myself. I go there personally. It's a personal, this is really a personal thing.
Yes.
Because the member supported me. The member is standing for me. He's giving his life basically to me, that he's the station commander. So
no, definitely.
I have to also meet them halfway.
Yes.
And then I try to give them morals and values according to what is expected, according to the code of conduct, according to how they must basically treat the community. And if the member is not at a good place, there's where the complaints against the police come. You don't approach the community properly, don't help the community properly.
Yeah.
But if a member's mind is sound, the member is ready for work, the member is happy at work, then the member will basically serve the community. And something that I also do at all the police stations where I went, I start the church. I teach them about God.
Yes.
God is everything, and everything is God. And that is basically the basic things there.
No, definitely. Moving on to personal reflection. After such a long career, what keeps you passionate about serving people?
Most of the people I know.
Mm.
I grew up in Estrus. And how can I say, when they call me, they say, for example, it's this person. if we just, for example, say the surname, we say, for example, Levita.
Yeah.
I know the whole Levitas.
Yes.
So I know, I can personally attach me to that.
Mm.
And I can, I can put interest on the call and try to assist the person.
No, definitely. So op a persoonlike noot, u het my al gearresteer vir public indecency. Maar dit het my dissipline geleer. Dit het my regtig dissipline geleer. Ek weet as ek 'n blou uniform sien, ek moet vir my gedra.
Those years, it was the members of the public were disciplined.
Yes.
No one was rude. No one insulted us. They gave cooperation. And then it changed things.
Yes,
understand?
No, definitely.
And the respect that they had for police, and the crime was so low during that time because that was our type of policing. When you address the petty crimes,
yes,
the serious crimes go down.
Yes.
So what happened is when the people see high visibility, and then we also address the groups when they walk in groups. We ask them, what do you want as groups? Why don't you walk two by two or one by one?
Yes.
Or at least three. But more than four, five people, then it means you are planning something.
Mm,
understand?
Mm.
And we were addressing those things.
Yeah.
And during that time, the houses the prices of the houses went so high. I was even called by these people that sell houses.
Yes. And
they informed me to say that, for example, the Engarsontein, the houses, the prices the of pricing. The houses went down.
Okay, because, understand, because of the crime. Lower.
But yen Easters, the crime was down, and then the houses,
it the made value increased.
The value of the houses to increase. Yes.
If you could change one thing about policing today, what would it be?
Policing. That one is a difficult thing. The thing is, if I want to change a lot of things, I will start to look at the salaries of the entry levels,
yes.
The constables.
Yes.
That they can at least afford a house,
yes.
Afford a car,
yes.
And be able to how can I say, to support his family.
No,
because
definitely.
This is basically the problem that we have.
That leads to...
There is where everything starts.
Yes.
So if that thing is fine, because even the Metro Police,
yes.
They look after their people.
No, definitely.
Understand? And then in America also, and overseas country, they look after the police or the government employees. So if they can just... If I was in charge, I would have just started to change that. And then a lot of things would change a lot, because if a person is paid properly, he will be ready to come and serve his community.
No, definitely. What sacrifices did you and your family have to make during your career?
I don't know about birthdays. I don't know about Christmas and New Year's,
yes.
And Easter time to spend with my family, because we are always working
duty calls
to protect our community. And that is the thing that I'm going to enjoy when I go on pension, is to spend more time with my
with
children
the family.
And my family. I even lost time with my son's things, because there are certain things, times when we need to go to school for meetings, then I couldn't make it. So my wife stood in the gap, but this is the thing that I feel that I lost with my family.
Moving on to advice and legacy, what advice would you give young people who want to join the police force?
Police is a calling. Police is nothing to do with money.
Yes.
So if you adhere to the calling, it will be better than to adhere to money. I know that without money, we cannot do anything.
Yes.
But money is not everything. We can see that even if people are millionaires or billionaires, they want more money. So we will never get enough. So if you hearken to the call, to the calling, like I've hearkened to the calling. I just, it was a calling for me from the start.
Yes.
And I love my calling. I can say that I fully love my calling to the best of my ability.
No, that's good. As you reflect on 40 years of service, what legacy do you hope to leave behind?
My name is everything.
Mm.
My name is everything. And if anyone try to attack my name, I will always try to protect, not protect the allegation, protect my name and say my side of the story. The thing is, if you have a good name, and then nothing can happen. I also want to say that I work with very good police officers that most of them have passed away, like Ossie Gould, very good police officer,
yes.
Warrant officer De Beer, the first station commander of Easters that guided me, and then he died as a director, as a brigadier Jannie Klaassen,
yes.
And also the Cunninghams, Jenny Klaassen, also Jenny Cunningham, also that showed me, that took me under their wings and then guided me, that I could be the person that I am today and share the legacy that I have.
What does serving and protecting communities truly mean after a lifetime in the police service?
Is when there's no crime. That is basically serving the community. When there's no crime or less serious crime. There will be there and there crime, but I'm talking about no violent crimes.
Yes.
Understand, you will get arguments where people are fighting. That you will get.
No, definitely.
Understand, because we have different views of things. But how can I say, if to have no crime, basically, these serious crimes like murders, rapes, child abuse, domestic violence, that one, a crime against women and children is very bad. If I knew it, those years, we only start to learn to, in the latter part of our careers,
yes,
what is gender-based violence. So if we knew it, if we can just, from childhood, teach our children and be an example, it's everything starts at home. If we parents can treat one another with respect in front of our children, because
yes,
we grew up our children for other children.
Yes, no, definitely.
Then that can make a big difference.
Just having a look at the WhatsApp line, somebody sent a message, that's Gerrit Leitz. Brigadier Kevin, ek onthou nog die roadblocks. Brigadier Kevin, julle was en sal altyd die beste polisie wees wat daar ooit was. Dit is Gerrit. Okay, ek sê Leitz, maar ek het nou nie die van gesien nie. Okay, dit is van Gerrit af.
Baie dankie Gerrit, ek waardeer regtig die boodskap, mag die Here jou ryklik seën.
Closing question, Brigadier, we would like to keep you longer, but duty calls, I think, for you as well. Finally, after 40 years of serving and protecting communities, okay, now we had that one. Do you have questions for Brigadier from the journalistic point of view? Nothing. Okay, Soxicus scum. Then was that the final question? We would like to close now and let you go. Ons waardeer u. From the station manager, Marcoline Rauch, thank you for your time. Thank you for availing yourself to have these conversations and congratulations from Poort FM. What's your career? And mag u voorspoedige aftree tyd hê. En dan ook vir ons bid, ons nodig gebed in hierdie land. Baie, baie dankie vir u. Baie dankie vir die tyd. Wil u graag u laaste woord aan die gemeenskap hier buite sê?
Ek wil net vir die gemeenskap sê dat sonder julle, without you, I couldn't have made it, because you are basically my people that I police and that I serve. I just want to appreciate all the leadership, all the people that try to do projects in Easters. I would just like to tell you that let's work jointly together and let's not break one another down, because that is the downfall of most of things. And I know we can make a difference in Easters. I also want to say thank you for Poort FM, the management and the station for inviting me. Really, I really appreciate from the depth of my heart. May the Lord bless the station. May it prosper. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us today, for sharing your incredible journey of 40 years in service, your dedication, courage, commitment to serving and protecting our communities. It's truly inspiring. On behalf of our listeners, we thank you not only for time, but for the many years you have spent keeping our community safe. We wish your legacy continue to inspire the next generation of officers. Thank you for being with us on the show. Thank you, Brigadier.
Thank you.